Much of Buffalo is falling in love, it seems, with its grain elevators. After years of being overlooked and to an extent neglected, the massive ancient structures that dot the city's waterfront have emerged as a source of chic cultural pride. As evidence, the reported 7,000 who attended last weekend's City of Night at Silo City. That passion seeks a new depth tonight and Saturday night at Silo City, with Torn Space Theater's presentation of the performance installation Motion Picture. Dan Shanahan is Torn Space's artistic director.
The first thing they'll notice when they walk in to Silo City, which is a compound of grain elevators, which we designed Motion Picture for, is the absolute incredible beauty of the architecture of that site. It really dwarfs the human. These things are towering structures, 120 feet tall, beautiful architecture. And so the audience will be moving into that compound, and we will be designing a production within it. And what we've done is we created a ritual that the audience will be witnessing.
Okay.
And the ritual doesn't tie into any specific society. And the ritual is based upon a theme of warring factions. And so the audience will witness a series of these rituals of war.
The presentation of Motion Picture is no simple affair, combining live performers, recorded music and dialogue, and massive video projections. Shanahan and his group will transform Silo City's grain elevators into an improbably designed drive-in movie screen.
I've been intrigued by these grain elevators for as long as I can remember, and I've been fortunate to work with an incredible team of artists to pull this together. We've been able to bring in a lot of different talents, lighting designers from UB, video designer from Buff State, sound designers, and all these community partners with the reenactors and the bagpipers, which allows us to really stretch our legs and create a vision that we've been wanting to put on for some time.
Add equestrian performers and an outdoor sound system provided by Shakespeare in Delaware Park to begin scratching the surface of the sensory experience that could be in store for those who attend Motion Picture. One musical selection is this piece, Bach's Cello Suite No. 1 in G Major. And in seeking a companion piece, Shanahan showed again that public radio can provide a vehicle to inspiration.
I was listening to 94.5, and there's a program at 11 a.m. that basically looks at a history of music, and he was dissecting this particular piece of Beethoven, and he was just taking through those opening beats, and I heard those opening sounds, and I could just picture, you know, figures kind of moving through this large landscape to the timing of Beethoven's piece, and because it starts out very sort of ominous but large, and then the music swells and gets very grand and very lush and full, and I thought that's exactly the type of arc that I thought the production design should follow. There is dialogue, so I took text from a Walt Whitman poem. He's discussing the lament of the assassination of Abraham Lincoln. I'm taking little bits of Henry James's Portrait of a Lady, and I'm taking a bit of a poem from Tarkovsky, the one that in which he used in his film The Mirror. And so we pre-recorded that dialogue, and then we projected it as a soundscape over the images, again, bringing back the inspiration of a drive-in movie theater.
Patrons can drive into Silo City on Child Street, just off Ohio Street. The former industrial site is safe and secure, Shanahan assures, though he advises patrons to wear sensible shoes and to prepare for the occasional cool summer breeze off the waterfront.
What we hope that the audience gets from this is that they're walking into an experience for 70 minutes unlike anything they've had before, that they're in a special space, that they're witnessing something ceremonious. Maybe they don't fully grasp the particulars of the ceremony, but they're involved in a large-scale ritual.
Motion Picture runs tonight and Saturday night at 8 at Silo City. Tickets and information online at tornspacetheater.com and will be available for $10 cash at the door. For WBFO News, I'm Jay Moran.